KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. Excited to get into this segment because we have a real treat for you. Jen Miller is in studio. Jen, we just visited not long ago when you released a single from your upcoming EP.
That's right. That's right.
Which is released today. Yeah. Passageway.
That's right.
Now, is that your second EP?
This is my second.
The first being Letting Go back in 2021.
21, yep.
And actually, before we go any farther, and I may mention it again, I want our listeners to know that on Sunday, July 30th, during Gospel Brunch, which we do every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your host, Kelly. It includes the appetizer with a featured artist, the main course, the message from Calvary Church, typically with Skip Heitzig, unless we have a guest like this
sure,
weekend.
Sure, right.
And then from 1 to 2 o'clock, we call it dessert.
I love it.
To finish up the Gospel Brunch. And it's a full hour of worship music. And on that Sunday, which is a week from this coming Sunday, this Sunday, by the way, is Sarah McMillan,
okay.
Who's John Mark McMillan's wife.
Oh.
Some beautiful music from her. But Jen's EPs, we're going to play them back to back, of course, mixed with, you know,
sure.
those announcements we make and stuff.
All right.
But that'll be on July 30th from 1 to 2 o'clock. So put that on your calendar and plan to tune in. But Jen, lots of work put into this project.
A lot of work. Yes. Years, literally. Yeah.
Now, you brought a guest with you.
I did.
Your other half, Kevin Miller, or pastor.
This is my manager.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm wearing my manager hat nice. Right now.
Did
yeah.
you let him play the spoons on the album?
I didn't let him play nothing.
Nothing. That's why it's doing so well, because I didn't touch it.
Yeah. Although he did a lot of the graphics. And
nice.
And yeah, he's a talented man, yeah.
That's right. And those may be familiar with Kevin. We have him on once every other month
yep,
to talk about
right.
the Man Up ministry at Calvary Church. But today we're talking about JenMillerMusic.com.
That's right.
Which is a place to go to check out information about this music. But Jen, I do want to ask you before we play, we're going to play two of the songs from the project.
Okay.
On Passageway, was there an overall theme of the project?
Well, the theme is passageway.
Yeah.
it really stems from kind of the season of life that I honestly kind of feel like we're still in, this passageway of sorts of, you were in one season and you're kind of in the middle of something different, but you don't know exactly what that's leading to, but it's just a passageway. You're moving, you got to keep moving through it. And then eventually God brings you through that. So, that's really all of the songs are kind of different passageways in life.
Okay. Well, we're going to go right to the first song. I'm going to give you a chance to set it up. Tell the listener what you were trying to communicate through All of Me.
Yes, All of Me was really a personal moment of worship for me. I had gone on this little writing journey, went up to Santa Fe, tried to write songs, wasn't happening. We had just moved here from Tennessee. We had been in Tennessee for 12 years, and then lo and behold, God had us move back here. And over the course of a year, we had moved 7 times in this city, and just questioning a lot, doubting, wondering, God, what are we doing here? And so I went away to try to write some songs, and it wasn't happening. And I just remember, I just decided, you know what? I'm not going to try to write a song. I'm just going to worship. So I was all by myself in this little Airbnb in Santa Fe. There's like this little fireplace, and I'm just honestly worshiping at night by myself. And I just kind of felt like the Lord was like, can you give me one more song? Can you say hallelujah one more time? Can you spend one more night on your knees? And so those thoughts kind of like, oh, hold up. So I wrote it down in my journal, one more song, one more hallelujah, one more night on my knees. And that was genuinely me just kind of surrendering. All right, Lord, I can give you one more song. I can give you one more hallelujah. I'll spend one more night on my knees. And so really, it's kind of a worship song that came from my own surrender.
All right. Well, let's listen. This is All of Me from the EP Passageway, released today, available wherever you get your music. Jen Miller, here's All of Me on ABQ Connect.
God, you hear my every question, and you know my every doubt. Still, I wonder what you're asking, 'cause it feels like no way out. One more song, one more.
All right, there's Jen Miller from Passageway, released today, an EP you'll find the information at jenmillermusic.com. And actually, Jen, I want to go right to the next song to make sure we have enough time to do that.
Sure.
One more song we want to share today from the latest EP, Passageway, Valley of the Shadow. Set that one up.
Valley of the Shadow. I mean, gosh, we've all walked through valleys, right? I'm sure, Steve, you've got your own valleys you could you could talk about. But I have learned that the valleys of my life are really the places where I connect deeper with the Lord and where I draw closer to Him. Now, I'm not saying I love being in the valley. Nobody loves being in the valley. But the valley, oftentimes we think a valley is a destination, but it's not. It's a passageway. Mm-hmm. A valley is a passageway. And so the song starts, it's not my destination. It's a passageway through that leads to deeper depths, greater depths with you. And that's the whole premise of the song. We all go through valleys, but valleys aren't a bad thing. Obviously, valleys can lead to deeper depths with the Lord.
All right, let's go right to it. It's Valley of the Shadow from Jen Miller's EP released today, Passageway, Valley of the Shadow on ABQ Connect.
It's not my destination, just a passageway through, leading to greater depths with you. Not just a war I'm facing, it's where your love comes through, leading to greater depths with you.
There's Jen Miller from Passageway, an EP released today. JenMillerMusic.com, and Jen is in studio with us. Jen, I already knew this, but what a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
An exhortation to those who listen. I just could imagine people listening at times where they need those two messages. All of Me, by the way, the first single we played just a little while ago, and if you missed it, it'll be archived at abqconnect.online. All of Me, the first single we played today, you'll start hearing regularly here on KLYT when we go through the worship music on the weekends. And the other thing about those is I listened. I didn't hear Kevin on the spoons at all.
I know. No, you did not.
No, but he
took him out.
He did manage well to make this. And actually, to make this happen today, I intended it. And you know, it was one of those things, honestly, I'll be honest, being transparent here, it kind of fell through the cracks. I'm so happy to have you guys in studio to talk about the process of putting this together.
What you're saying is it was a good thing that her manager reached out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, you did a great job, buddy. And do it again when necessary. Yeah, we appreciate what you guys do. You guys have several children. Mm-hmm. Any of the kids showing the musical thing?
Yeah, I think our oldest can definitely sing.
She, yeah.
Not maybe, but she definitely can sing.
Yeah.
And the middle one, she says she can't sing, Adeline, but I think she's got kind of a cool voice and she just doesn't know it yet.
All right.
As for the nine-year-old, I think he's going to stick with skateboarding.
Nice. Nice. He can get out with the whosoever's.
There you go. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's
do
it.
Do that thing. Well, maybe on the next project, we might, mother-daughter.
Exactly. Oh. Definitely.
Okay. Manager?
Yeah, taking, yeah. Okay. I approve.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been talking with Jen Miller and her manager, Kevin Miller.
That's right.
Jen Miller Music. And by the way, Jen is J-E-N-N Miller Music.com. Jen Miller Music.com. You'll see information about both the EPs there. But content you can share with someone and encourage and find wherever you go to get your downloads. But will you guys keep us updated?
I will definitely.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to be performing locally here real soon.
I am. Yeah, I'm leading worship at Grace Church on Sunday, this coming Sunday. And then in a month, I'll be sharing some of my own songs here at Calvary Church.
Okay. Now, is that posted anywhere? If someone, like, where's she going to be?
You can actually go on to Spotify, and it has all of her upcoming
there you go
dates.
Yep. There you go.
There's a few in the works.
All right. Looking forward to it. And stay with us. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks. Yeah, you too, Steve.
Drink lots of water and beat the heat.
Deal. Yes.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on this Friday for another Friday Financial Update. Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates with us today. And, well, Brian, welcome back on to ABQ Connect.
Yeah, thank you. And happy hot summer day to you, sir.
A little relief in sight, maybe. We might get a little rain. But, of course, if you're using those swamp coolers, yeah, it doesn't help much. So just remember to drink lots of water. And what I've been saying, too, is keep an eye on those that you know that are alone. You just don't, you don't ever know if someone may be in need. So make sure your circle of influence, you're well in touch with.
Absolutely.
Speaking of keeping in touch, Brian, there are those who, like myself, I mean, right now I'm putting into saving or a retirement account that, I don't touch it. It just sits there and God willing, it grows. But there's going to come a day where the money that I've put aside in that retirement that I'm going to need more on a regular basis. There's really a need to understand how to best do that. And especially as we look at the market right now, Brian, in the last several months seems to be in somewhat of a recovery. And how would someone... manage what they're getting from a retirement account? Is there anything different they should do at a time like this?
Yeah, it's a good question. And one of the great challenges for retirement savers is making that transition from accumulation, which is the mode that you and I are in because we're not in retirement, to distribution. And, we spend decades steadily accumulating our retirement funds, but moving to distribution takes a different approach. And in times like this, where we've had a nice little rise in the markets, especially in the last few months and even the last few weeks, for retirees, sometimes what that means is an opportunity to take advantage of recent strong markets and set aside some money for your next year's needs. And we call that setting up an income bucket. So an income bucket is a dedicated account that is invested in safe and liquid investments, things like CDs, money markets, bank savings, short-term bonds, things where preservation is the priority, and then preparing your next year's needs in that income bucket so those dollars are not subject to the uncertainty of markets.
You know, as we say this and I think about, moving into that eventually, and the people that I know that are in that position, many of them, although they may have, plenty of resources to take care of their needs, there seems to be an anxiety about, you know, because although you have, you know, regular bills and things you need to pay, obviously other things come up. And I almost wanted to say, you know, at the time where you're using a an income bucket, it seems like a time more than ever that you need, you know, discipline as far as your spending goes. But the truth is, Brian, the discipline is stuff really we need to be learning now, if we haven't already. So when that time comes, we're already in that model.
Well, and the discipline often, Steve, is where the financial advisor comes in, is having an objective third party who does not have an emotional attachment to your resources. That's where, you know, wisdom and consistency and discipline can come, is having some accountability, someone you're paying to walk alongside you and hold you accountable to your spending goals and your savings goals. And a big part of that income bucket is to breed a little more of a sense of security and consistency, so that not everything associated with your monthly cash flow is tied to the markets. You know, and what I think some people do is they go to one of two extremes. Either they don't set up any type of an income bucket, they have no safe assets in retirement, so they're going along for the ride with markets, which can provide a lot of anxiety when things are uncertain. And really, things are always uncertain, right? But we go through periods like what we've had the last couple of years where we feel like uncertainty is higher than usual. So that's one extreme. The other extreme is they say, well, I don't want to lose any money. I need to spend this money, so I'll put everything I own in these safe and liquid investments. And that may seem wise, but the trade-off there is those investments typically yield much less over the long term. So you have to find the balance. And so the way we find that balance and the way we bring the discipline that you mentioned is to hold our clients accountable to always keeping, you know, 1 to 2 years worth of their cash needs in a safe place, which allows us to take risk with the rest of their investments and achieve higher growth in those assets.
Okay. Now, at a time like this where we seem to be in a little bit of recovery, is there really much difference in a time like that than you would when things seem to be on the down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the difference is that in times of recovery is when you harvest from your growth investments to refill your income bucket. Because imagine if you're retired and you're taking money out of your income bucket every month, it's kind of a leaky bucket, is a way to think of it. You know, there's money coming out all the time, so you periodically have to refresh. So for example, for us, our numbers suggested that late last year in the fall was not a good time to refresh our income buckets. The market bottomed actually in October, most recently. And so we were not taking money out of the market and refreshing income buckets. So we've been waiting patiently since then. And now we've seen some signals in our indicators that suggest, hey, this is a better time to go ahead and raise cash. So I've been going through all my clients who have those income buckets and looking at opportunities. And so for listeners out there who either are in retirement or just have a short-term need that is going to be funded by investments that are currently at risk, you know, I always recommend look at your situation. Everyone's investment process and goals are different, but this may be a time to say, hey, thank you for the good returns, Mr. Market, and I'll take a little bit of my chips off the table and secure that for the short-term needs I know are coming.
Well, we would encourage then our listeners that are either already in that time or headed towards it. Sounds to me like it's just wise counsel to find someone who can assist you in managing those assets and making decisions, you know, based on knowledge of the market, knowledge of how best to refill those buckets. Brian, on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com, is there something there that could be found for someone who wanted to read up on this more?
Yeah, we do. If you look in our history, we have posted in the past about the importance of an income bucket and the importance of having a layer of safe investments for retirees in particular. So it is something we've spoken to in the past. That is not the topic that we've just most recently posted on, but it's definitely in our archives.
Yeah, and actually, since you mentioned recent, we've mentioned it a couple times in the last few weeks, but there's really a lot of work that you put into a video series that's available to the listener at no cost. Just go to johnmoore.com, click on Insights, and what will they find there?
Yeah, so the most recent posts are thoughts from our investment committee, but just below that, we have a three-part series on preparing the next generation, which includes how to care for aging family members who have healthcare needs, how to prepare to be an executor or trustee, someone who manages an estate that needs to be transferred to the next generation, and then a third video on what it's like to prepare to wisely steward an inheritance. Each has some biblical principles. Two of the videos have local experts, an attorney and a healthcare expert. So a lot of good content there. So if you're someone who's either looking at the reality of your own aging, but also for those who maybe have parents that are getting older and needing more, these are great videos to encourage actions that will make you better prepared.
All right. Well, every Friday, we're fortunate enough to get some insight, not only from the Insights tab, but from you, Brian, at John Moore Associates. And looking forward to next week. We'll spend a full hour on ABQ Connect, covering more information.
Yeah, can't wait. Always look forward to that, Steve.
All right, have a great weekend.
You do the same.
And thanks for joining us and listening to ABQ Connect. Have a safe weekend as you head into hopefully a cooler weekend, but remember to load up on the water and check on those you love. I just keep an eye on everyone as we all together go through this heat. Have a great weekend and join us Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT. You found the light. This is KLYT, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and a whole lot of New Mexico. KLYT.FM.
This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. President Trump's trial date has been set for the primary season.
Keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We've got a little bit of breaking news here, and that is the judge in Florida. This is the indictment that came down by the special counsel involving the document case at Mar-a-Lago. That trial date has been set for May 20th, 2024. Now, that's 6 months before the election, after the Super Tuesday, but still during the primary season. So you've got at least the potential for a case to be heard in that time frame. Now, look, here's the reality of this. And, Logan, this is what people need to understand. These dates are very fungible. They move because motion practices are written. Now, she said on a motion schedule, but a lot of things can happen here.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting to say that this is now coming up upon when the trial would be. If you look at it right now, kind of right towards the middle, yep, middle to the end of the primary season. So right, it was something that will loom and then it will happen right in there. And I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of issues. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners and viewers feel that way. I'd love to hear what your thoughts about this, that we obviously have this breaking news that the trial date has been set for President Trump and it happens to fall, surprise, surprise, right in the middle when everyone starts voting.
Yeah, and there's another aspect of this. Remember, that's just one case. So the New York case is scheduled, I think, initially for February or March. And then you've got a civil case. And then there could be, even today, this afternoon, at least there's some thought, that an indictment could be filed on the January 6th issue in the U.S. District Court, be filed in Washington, D.C., and that could be filed as early as today. The president was given an opportunity to appear before the grand jury. As my understanding is, his lawyers wisely decided that was not a good idea. And he is, that case could be filed as well. I cannot conceive of a way, Logan, that goes to trial before the date of the election. Having said that,
the general election.
Yes, but let me just say this. If anybody's doubting if there's a concerted effort to distract or destroy the ability of Donald Trump from being either the nominee or the next president, you got the full force of the federal government against him here. I mean, just look at the nature of what this is. And then on top of that, you've got the Georgia case, they're saying could be indicted in the next 2 weeks, mostly likely in August.
And President Trump said that in his statement on Truth Social when the last indictment came through, or when the last letter came through, that it was happening, that he thinks Georgia would happen very soon. So, yeah, it's definitely an ongoing process.
Three pending criminal cases. Fourth, if you include the New York case. Yeah.
So give us a call. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to have a pretty stacked show here today coming up in the next segment. Obviously, we have two members, former members of the Trump cabinet back to back. So we have coming up next, Rick Grinnell. If you want to get a call in or question even in for him as well, give us a call right now. 1-800-684-3110. He's always happy to take your questions and comments on air. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And share this with your friends if you're watching on social media, as we are in not only the middle, we are in towards the end now of our matching challenge.
You know, it's interesting. And you go to aclj.org and donate any amount.